I'm feeling a lot of pressure from the Supreme Court decision allowing gay marriage. Within the first hour, I received no less than 7 calls from my straight friends asking me if I was going to make Brian an honest woman. Don't get me wrong. I do not have a commitment issue. I've been with Brian for 24 years, signed a domestic partnership, co-wrote a mortgage, raised 6 Pekingese puppies, and adopted 2 children. But now there is all this rush. When the starter's gun fires on June 17th, the race will be on, because the finish line for our rights just might be the November election. Tens of thousands of couples will clamor to get hitched in that 141-day window. We're talking almost 200,000 Armani tuxedos, 250,000 tiers of wedding cake, and more than 1 million violin strings playing Pachelbel. It's enough to make Martha Stewart tremble. My partnered friends are panicked because they are getting married the same weekend as their ex-lovers. My single friends are panicked because they don't want to be the only gay man not married in 2008. I resent that the gay revolution did not come until I turned 50. I am way too old to be a blushing bride. Why couldn't I have gotten my rights when I had a full head of hair and a 29-inch waist? Brian already has an engagement ring, a commitment ring, and a domestic partnership ring. He's running out of fingers. I have a 5-year-old boy and a 3-year-old boy who will both be asking me why we have 2 ring bearers and no flower girls. There is even a little bit of competition between Brian and me as to who will have the better bachelorette party. Like every other boy in America, I grew up wanting that fairy tale wedding, only to find that we fairies have been living happily ever after for a quarter of a century, and only now do we get to the wedding part. But any excuse for a party is a good excuse. So save the date, folks. 2008 will be remembered as the true summer of love. With a perspective, this is Kevin Fisher Paulson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.